My journey, finding my wings. Early in my career at Corning, as I started broadening my circle to meet larger, though certainly not large, numbers of women outside the technology group, I could tell that I did not quite belong. Corning was my first corporate experience, and never in any of my previous academic and research endeavors, from the Universidad Nacional de Colombia at Medellin to Stanford University in California, to the Carnegie Institution of Washington, to the Max Planck Institute in Germany. Had I experienced this feeling? I was finding a group of very smart women who appeared very poised and who were able to express their opinions in a reserved, almost demure way. Their views were not hidden, but they were never intrepid either. Their attire was always well-coiffed and polished, you could say even conservative. The style in those days of the early 1980s was dictated by dress for success canons, which had proven successful in delivering the right message: I am here and I will make it. As I got to know these women leaders of the corporation, the ones from whose ranks emerged the high-ranking leaders of today after the substantial attrition typical of women trying to break the glass ceiling in American corporations, I learned to admire them, to enjoy them, to seek their advice, and to befriend them. Some of them are to this day my best friends. In those days, though, I could not help but feeling that I did not quite fit in. Not that I was not given space or that my opinions were not received. To the contrary, I was sought out to participate in problem resolution corporate teams and bring in a fresh viewpoint, as I was developing a reputation for speaking my mind. A unique reputation, as it turned out. My delivery style, energized, even agitated, and supported by hand gesturing, one that was matter-of-fact in the Latin culture from which I emerged, felt oddly out of place. My zest for bright colors, emerald greens and purples, bright reds, oranges, and pinks, and my own unique designs in clothing, though often admired, stood out amidst the sea of dress-for-success pinstriped grays and blacks. And I would find later through HR feedback that my courage in speaking my mind was not necessarily scoring me points in career advancement. I felt that bringing my real self into